We had in our training seen absolute perfect mock-up drawings and models of the pillbox at the top of the beach, at the different gun emplacements on the top, which had four 155mm guns, which were powerful enough practically to come across the channel. And our job was to knock all of those out on D-Day. As we landed, of course, the machine guns came straight down on us, swerving across. Everybody nearly was hit. Those that weren't hit, such as myself, were just lucky. And then there was mortars and bombs exploding. And our job was to get up the beach and get round to knock out the pillbox at the top of the beach and to get round the back and knock out these four gun positions. And we did those, and mind you, it took that up till 4 o'clock in the afternoon before the final one was knocked out. And all that time, they would have been pounding the beaches with all their guns non-stop. It was just all hell let loose. We landed in the water up to our chests in water. It was all right for me, I'm tall. But for those who weren't tall, they were very nearly drowned because it came up to their mouths. There were underwater obstacles, crisscross wooden beams with bombs on them which detonated if you stopped them. That was why the assault craft wouldn't come in too near the land, because they knew that they would hit them and be blown up themselves, which wouldn't be any use for the following lot of troops they were bringing in. But the Germans fought extremely well. They saw what must have been an amazing sight to see the whole sea full of boats.
Could you take stock of the situation immediately afterwards and the days afterwards?
I was 18 years old, but I was just 19 in June when June the 6th came round. At that age, you didn't have any fear. You just didn't understand what it was. You just thought that if people died, they weren't you, they were somebody else.
What about now then? What about looking back on that day now? How do you feel about June the 6th?
Now we have memories of all our comrades who died. And it's a terrible thought, the way that the cemeteries in Normandy are completely full with thousands of graves. And also of the Germans, because they fought well, they were good people. It was only Hitler and the SS that were the evil ones. The ordinary German soldier was a very nice chap, really exactly the same as us. They were a good fighter, they've done what they had to do, and they couldn't do anything else. On the 4th of October, as we were approaching Arnhem, crossing a field, I suddenly felt something hit my arm, blood poured down, and I called out to all the others, I've been shot. I dived to the ground, as they all dived to the ground, and the blood continued to pour out of my arm, and I realised I was going to bleed to death. So I thought, right, I'll try and get back. So I stood up, I turned my bayonet and rifle upside down and stuck it into the ground defiantly, and I turned round and walked away. Now that German sniper could have thought, oh, I missed you the first time. Actually, he hadn't missed me. His aim had been for my heart. But at that moment, as I was advancing with my rifle, I'd swung to the right and it went through the shoulder instead. So really, I owe him my life. Basically, he thought, he's wounded, he's going away, let him go. Let me find somebody else who's advancing towards me and I'll kill them. That probably was in return for a good deed that I did to a young German officer, perhaps a month beforehand. As I went round the corner of a field on the extreme left flank, round this same corner facing me comes a young German officer. No weapon in sight. Just a lovely, smart uniform and a young man, 19 years old, the same as me. And I was supposed to stick my bayonet in him, or at the very least to shoot him on sight, but he made no antagonistic move to me. He showed no sign of wanting. He just looked at me, wondering what was going to happen. And I said to him, do you surrender? And he said, yes. And I said, come with me, we treat our prisoners well. And we walked back to our lines together. He was 19 years old, he told me. I said, how do you speak such perfect English? He said, well, I was at university, and from there I got called up in the middle of my studies. And I said to him, well, we treat our prisoners well. You can be sure of one thing, you will go back to your mother and father after the war.